welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma? What's up?
Oh, wonderful, sweetie. Everything is going beautifully. I'm enjoying, as I always do, the lovely, lovely weather. I guess it's around 80 or so, something like that right now. And it's just a gorgeous day, and everything is going wonderfully. And we have lots of activity going on. I'm loving a couple of things that I'm hearing. Of course, we have a lot of, you know, strife in the world going on as well. And we have to be aware of that, and we have to be compassionate and well-informed and thoughtful, you know, and we also have to be appreciative of the things that we have and the wonderful people that we have in our lives. So overall, I say all that to say I'm doing fabulously, daughter. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, like I said, I like this time of the year before the heat really, really takes over. But I also like this time of the year too, because it's the NBA playoffs. But I don't know. At least the Mavs did win last night. So it is a tied series. It's, you know, 1-1. They're playing against the LA Clippers. But LeBron looks like it's a very strong possibility they will get swept. Even though they played tough, they played tough the other night.
Yeah, it just wasn't enough to give them the win.
Right. And KD, they look like they just don't have any answers. Look like they're going to get swept. And Steph didn't even make the playoffs this season. So
Steph. Oh, they've been going,
So the guards, you know, everything is changing. It's changing to a younger generation, which it should, you know.
And so be it.
That's
of
how
course.
It is.
Time is on for all of us. Time and tide wait for no man.
Right. So, but it's still exciting. I think that we need to toast to an athlete who, I don't know if you remember him, but he is a former NFL player and also a Heisman Trophy winner. That is Reggie Bush. So Reggie Bush.
Yes, I remember. Reggie Bush is relatively young. He's no more than, is he 50?
I don't even know if he's 40.
Oh, my goodness, because I remember he used to go with one of them Kardashian people.
Kim, yes.
Yes.
He went with Kim Kardashian. But we are toasting to him, Ma, because guess what? So in 2005, he won the Heisman Trophy. And in 2010, they took it away from him. You know, back then, they had all these different rules about making money, you know, from likeness and, you know, taking money. And nowadays, things are different. We know that the players have the NIL money. So anyway, to make a long story short, they've reinstated his Heisman Trophy after 13 years.
Good for him. Oh, congratulations. Oh, okay. Let's raise our glasses to long life, prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness to Reggie Bush. Salud.
Salud. You know, I'm drinking a lot of wine these days.
Good for you.
Okay.
I'm sure you're drinking your share of everything, daughter. Good for you.
All right. So, Ma, we need to get into the first story of the day, which is not really a good one. But Megan Thee Stallion is being sued. Yeah, I think by a former photographer. So Emilio Garcia began working for Megan Thee Stallion, whose real name is Megan Pete. I don't know why we need to mention that. As a personal cameraman in 2018, he quit his job in 2019 to pursue the gig with Megan. And he worked for her until June of 2023. Now, in the lawsuit, he's saying that he traveled.
So that's like 5 years. Pretty much from 18 to 23, right?
Right. He said that he traveled to Ibiza, Spain with Megan. And in June 22, while they were in an SUV, he was in an SUV with Megan and three other women after a night out, apparently, Megan started to have sex with one of the women. And Megan was right next to the guy. He said, "I felt uncomfortable. I was kind of frozen and I was shocked." And kind of just be the overall audacity to do this right beside me. The following day, Megan asked Garcia whether he was in the car with them the night before. And when he confirmed he was, Megan told him, "Don't ever discuss what you saw." Now, he began to say that in his suit during the same trip, Megan hurled fat shaming insults at him, calling him a fat bee and telling him to spit your food out and you don't need to be eating. And he said, "To hear someone who advocates about loving your body tell me these things, I felt degraded." And so he said, when they returned from the trip, in the lawsuit, he says his compensation structure was changed from a monthly flat rate to a pay per task system that required him to submit invoices for each assignment. Of course, he was not happy about that, but he stayed along, for however amount of time until
It
June of.
suited him. He stayed there until it suited him to leave.
Yes.
Right, for whatever reasons, right.
He stayed there until June of 2023, and then he was asked, they said that his services would no longer be required by Roc Nation. And that's according to the lawsuit. So
Well,
of
I
course,
know. Well, he's.
before you go in, Megan's lawyer said this is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her. We will deal with this in court. And that was from her attorney, Alex Shapiro.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. What I am going to say is that let's be real. Let's be real. Okay? And let's take our just logic. Okay? 'Cause sometimes things are not logical, okay? But let's just say logically. I've been a photographer for, let's just say, entertainers, and let's say Megan in particular, for 5 years. And in the 5 years' time, I don't know what she did or didn't do, or what he did or didn't do, but in 5 years' time, knowing that's a, party-oriented lifestyle, as most entertainment is, where people eat, okay? And publicly, even if they don't eat all day, even if they're thin, they eat at these parties and events. They eat, right? If that's all they're going to eat, they eat then, okay? They eat. No, because she's
Why do
the
you keep
fifth piece.
saying they eat, Ma?
Because let's get real. They
Okay.
eat and they drink and whatever else they do, okay? But those
Okay.
two things we know, those are given. So I'm not sure where he's going with this, but he knows when you are drinking, you lose your inhibitions. You become indiscreet. I don't know what she did or who she did it with or what he did or who he did with, but he's been in that environment where people, become indiscreet sometimes because they may be overindulging. So if that even happened, okay? It should have not been any kind of shock or surprise because he's been in that environment, where people have lots of money and lots of, excessive behavior. So he's been in that environment. Now, if that even happened, if he saw it, why is he telling it? Why is he talking about it? You will know that that's not something that you talk about if you care about your employment. You will know it won't take Megan or Naomi or Paige you or anybody to tell you, I don't want you telling my business, whoever I did, whatever I did with. Okay? You will know that. Okay? You didn't have to work for me 5 years to already know that. You kind of understand when you come on board. Okay? No. He already said what he shouldn't have said, if it's true or not. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't showing that he was being discreet and, you know, 10 toes down for her and, you know, all this kind of stuff. He was not doing that. And many people go to their grave with all kind of secrets about other stars and their activity. He'd have no business saying that if it's true or not. Well, if he witnessed it or not, it doesn't matter. It makes him look like, you know, what is your reason? What is your motivation? And if if Megan said anything to him about food in the first place, Megan ain't no little slim stick herself. Okay, that's number one. And number two, she can see if he's a little chubby or whatever, if he's a little heavy, she can see that, and she knows he likes to eat, and she should not say anything about it. They both, that shouldn't have happened, but this is all his report. This is all from his mouth. We don't know that any of this happened. We don't know anything about this. But if any of it did happen, it would all be inappropriate. But what is he suing about?
That's the thing to me. Like, I'm listening to this and, you know, everybody, this is all alleged and we don't want to, you know, we're not accusing anybody of anything. Why, number one, was there not an NDA? Why are we hearing this?
You know that there's an NDA from the very beginning.
And then number two,
standard practice.
It just all seems to be about money, about women. It doesn't seem as though he was, you know, sexually harassed,
substantive or, to be talking about,
verbally abused. Right.
It is all fluff and nonsense. It is all fluff and nonsense. Okay, it is all fluff and nonsense because he would know. It doesn't take him to be working for somebody for any number of years or anything, because from the door, shut your mouth. If you want to make this money and have this opportunity and be involved, which is building you up and enriching you, if you want to be involved in this, then one of the main things you need to know is shut your mouth.
Right.
You know, oh, come on, you know, no. So please.
Okay? It just, you know, we don't know what's true and what's not true. Cool, it doesn't appear to be true from what we're hearing.
Yeah, and he really didn't think about it long term, because whatever, you know, the situation is, people going to look at him. How many people you think going to want to bring him into their intimate world? How many opportunities you think he's going to lose based on that?
He's trying to get all the money I guess he can from this one job.
But well, then you know what? That's a big gamble.
Yeah.
That's a big gamble.
Yeah.
She's got lawyers too.
You can also get blacklisted.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I would never hire him because you don't know how to shut your mouth.
Right.
You don't know how to be quiet. You know.
Right.
Okay.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
out of pocket. You didn't ask me, but I'm throwing it in out of pocket.
Out of pocket. Okay. I'm gonna move on to this. I don't know how much you really want to comment on it. It's really just kind of more of like a news update, and you know, things that we're seeing. Adrian Bleone Houghton is opening up about her journey to motherhood, which she took 6 years, and she says that she spent easily over $1 million in IVF treatments, is what she announced. Now, everyone knows her. She's a former Real co-host, 3LW,
Adrian. Cheetah Girls. Now she's on I Can See Your Voice or whatever it is, that show. Hey, Adrian.
Yes. And she said it cost that amount of money, and she didn't include the IUIs, but she says that she understands that most people this wouldn't be a realistic amount of money for the average person to pay. But she also says that she, wound up going the route of surrogacy because, the IVF.
That's just the way it went. Yeah, it just went that way. Yeah.
And the reason why I mentioned that, we had shared an article with you and we talked about it before, is that Ashanti and Nelly have become co-owners of a fertility company. We don't know exactly what their journey was, but we do know in general that Black women are almost twice as likely as white women to suffer from infertility,
impaired fertility. Yes.
So,
I worked in birth care and maternity services for some years. Yeah.
Well, you did a little bit of everything.
Okay. Well,
but no.
All human services. Yeah.
No, but anyway, you know, they just wanted to improve, you know, at-home fertility tests, you know, treatments and supportive supplements and, you know, hormonal activity, all of that stuff. So either way, Ma, I just thought it was a good thing what Ashanti and Nelly did
I did
wanted to
too. And
announce
shout
that.
out to them. We should have included them in our toast. Shout out to them. I like it. I think it's innovative. I think it's something that we really address and discuss and so on and so forth. And I am very happy to hear them do that. That is bold. That is innovative for them to be making an investment in something that is so important and so life-sustaining at this juncture. In 2024. That's wonderful. Congratulations to them. I love it. I love it. I think it was a wonderful thing they did, and good luck to both of them, and good luck with the baby.
Yeah, and
Yep.
they're engaged, so
Yeah,
you
and congratulations with all of it. That's wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that. I was very, very proud of them. Very happy to hear that.
Now, are you
Okay.
surprised that they got back together after all these years?
Well, no, you know, because based on my own history, so I won't go into that. I'm not going to go there with it, but just based on my own history, I know it can happen sometimes, you know. Yeah, it can happen sometimes, and it can happen successfully. So, you know, so good for them. And I don't know what they were doing in the intervening years, you know, between whenever they so-called broke up and you know, then, you know, got back together. I don't know what they were doing, but somehow or another, they seem to want to come back together. So good for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Nelly dated a woman for some several years that used to
Yeah.
date Floyd Mayweather. He was with her for, you know, a few years. I don't know
Okay.
about whoever
Is
Ashanti
Floyd
dated.
Mayweather married? Do we know? Is
No.
he married to somebody? You know, I don't know. Has he ever
No.
married?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
Why
he's.
did I have the feeling that he was an abuser of women? Did
Well, because he was.
I get that from some of my media?
Yes, ma, he was arrested for abuse.
Oh, that okay. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, so many of them have been arrested, you know, whether falsely or legitimately. And I knew for some reason I had Floyd Mayweather in my head as not being good to women. I didn't know if it was because I had heard he was an abuser or and that it was substantiated or because I was watching that Chili reality show and he stood Chili up. So I don't know if I was thinking he was an emotional abuser or a physical abuser or both.
Well, I don't know how he treated Chili, but I know that, you know, past relationships have there's been, you know, claims of physical abuse. But he whatever he does now, Ma, I don't know. I think that in some ways, some of these women are like, I don't know how he treats them. I'll just leave them alone. I just want women to respect
Well, I know he
themselves.
was not nice with Chili.
No,
Remember,
I.
she was sitting in the restaurant waiting for him and he didn't come?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I just want to say in general.
Well, oh, so what do you mean by
No.
that? He's
I
a
just want
gentleman
to,
now? Okay.
no, I just want to say that women
Yeah,
in general
I know. I'm
shouldn't
only
value.
teasing, but yeah.
Oh, you know what? I actually just remembered something about Floyd Mayweather that just kind of struck me as odd. I remember he had one of the mothers of his kids on some show, and she wasn't like part of the interview. She was like in the background, and I just felt like, you know, that these women, you give them some money and that's good, and that they weren't necessarily being treated with the respect that you would want in a relationship. And maybe he wasn't in a relationship with them. I don't know, with that woman. So something about Floyd Mayweather and him and relationships, and I don't know. It's just something about it just seems odd to me. So I'll just leave that alone. Okay.
Okay.
All
Okay.
right. All right. I want to move on to something that went
I
viral.
hope Floyd Mayweather finds a woman that he really cares about and is willing to be vulnerable and trust that woman and stay with that. You know, I hope that happens for him because it seems like it hasn't happened for him. that he's met a woman that he really could trust and did trust. You know, both things have to go together. You know, so let's hope that happens for him, because it doesn't sound like it has. But yeah, we'll see.
And right? Also, I think that a lot of times when people have more money, they think they can do whatever. That's another thing.
Well, all of that, absolutely. All of that is there. But once again, if it's somebody that you really trust and really care about, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to give them the treatment that you want to receive, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Ma, something that went viral yesterday was by someone who has just been a big disappointment, Roseanne Barr. So,
she's back loose again out here running her mouth. Oh, geez. Well, we all have the right to do that. Okay.
Apparently, her son was filming her, and he asked her if she's okay, and she replied, "No, I'm not okay, because I just had a horrible flashback, a horrible memory. Right now, I realize that 26 years ago, Joe Biden raped me in that dressing room in the shoe department where I changed my shoes. He raped me. Joe Biden raped me right here in the shoe department at Berdolf Goodman." And that went viral. Now, of course, she went on to explain that she was referring to, you know, the Carol, the
Eugene Carol,
right,
about Donald Trump, right,
who alleged that Donald Trump raped her in 1996 in a department store. Was not funny on Roseanne, right. And Roseanne right. just kind of is sucks at this point. Go ahead, Ma. I'm sorry.
No. You know what? I co-sign on everything you said. Roseanne is not funny. Donald Trump has a record and a history of being abusive toward women. He was filmed and taped. He was seen and heard saying he'll grab the women by the pussy. The women let him grab their pussy, okay? He went right on TV and said it. When I first heard it, I thought it was a joke. I'm like, oh, this is some Saturday Night Live stuff. Saturday Night Live is going too far. And I was laughing. I'm like, oh, they are outrageous. You know, I thought it was a joke. Honestly, I kid you not. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
No way did I think any sophisticated, wealthy man who, you know, Donald Trump portrayed himself to be, and even a pig of a man, I didn't think he would say that. You know, he went even below that low standard.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he has that history. Okay. He's a known cheater, a known womanizer, and a person known to be disrespectful to women. So why she thinks that it took E. Jean Carroll? What about the other 20 some odd women lined up with charges against Donald Trump? They're all lying? I don't think so. Okay, and E. Jean Carroll, I don't think so. She's a well-respected, well-educated, very successful woman in her own right. She didn't need Donald Trump for nothing. Okay, she didn't need to be making up stories about he did whatever, because Donald Trump did it. Because he told us that he can grab the women by the pussy. Okay, he told us that. Nobody asked him. Nobody put those words in his mouth. He said it. So if she thinks that's funny, the joke is on her.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize how terrible Roseanne was until like the last few years. Like, I just didn't know she was this horrible of a person. So.
And Roseanne, while you're at it, baby, you better know he's anti-Semitic too. Okay? While you're at it. While you're at it, Roseanne. Okay? While you're laughing, while you're chucking it up, you better know he's anti-Semitic. If his palms ain't getting greased, now he'll sell out to anybody for money. He worked with African-Americans too, anybody to give him some money. But he's a racist and anti-Semitic, okay? You better know it. So you can laugh on, Roseanne, the joke is on you.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I'm just sick of seeing Roseanne, to be honest with you. So, Okay, oh gosh. Nice transition to someone who I think a lot of people are sick of as well, but he still has his fandom. That is Kanye West, Ma. Did you hear about his latest business venture?
No, I haven't thought of what is it?
So he plans to launch Yeezy Porn. And
Yeezy what?
Yeezy Porn.
Oh, pornography. Oh,
Porno.
okay.
Right.
Oh.
And he's consulting with Stormy Daniels.
If he's in it, I don't even want to even tune it in.
Oh, he might be. Who knows?
Oh, please. Oh, yuck.
Well, he is consulting with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband.
Good. Good.
Any thoughts, Ma?
No comment. I would not be a fan, okay? I would not be a fan. Just let me put that. I'm not a fan of Kanye's, and I'm not a fan of anything that I know that he's involved in. That's all.
I don't even like him in porn. It just nobody wants to see that.
You know what?
Well, I guess there's some people, but
I
I don't want to
really,
see it.
let me just say this. I really don't think he's going to be one of the models,
No, I don't think that he's
okay?
going to
Or
be a
actors, or
participant.
whatever you want to refer to the performers, you know.
Yeah, I don't think
No,
he's
I
going to be
really
a.
don't think so, because that's a turn off already.
But you know, Ma, he's been going back and forth with, oh, he was addicted to porn and oh, it's not good for him. But now I guess he's just going all in. He this man talks all type of love talk.
I just feel at this point, and for a while now, he's just been basically very unstable. So I'm, you know, that's sitting on.
I think he's completely unstable, and I think that he needs more help than he's getting. Just like people have said stuff about, you know, Britney Spears, and we see Britney Spears as, you know, having some, you know, unusual, well, unique, strange posts. Both of them seem to need more help than they appear to be getting. But my one other thing that Kanye West said that was, I think definitely out of pocket. The podcaster that he show he was on, Justin LaBoy, asked him, who did he want in the bedroom with himself and his wife? And guess who?
Is who? Wait a minute. Is who? Justin.
No, Justin, the guy's name is Justin LaBoy. Justin LaBoy is the
It's in
podcaster.
the. Okay.
He asked Kanye West,
Okay.
who, you know, this isn't real. This is just all.
Yes.
You know, he asked Kanye West who would he like to invite to his bedroom with his wife.
Right.
Guess what he said?
Okay. Kim.
Michelle Obama.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. It's nice to dream high. At least he dreams high. That's not gonna happen.
He
Okay.
said, gotta F the president's wife. That's what he
Good.
said.
You know what? That's great, but guess what? That ain't gonna happen. So good. Nice to aim high, but that's not gonna happen. So let's move it on.
I just don't even know what to say. How is
Just
he?
you know what? There's an old-fashioned saying for Kanye, a fool. Just a fool. Okay, and that's what Kanye is sounding like, just a complete fool.
But how foolish are the people who tune in and listen to him? How foolish are
Well,
people talking about him?
that's another level. Maybe they feel, maybe people that, you know, his audience, maybe they feel entertained by it. You know, I feel saddened by it. Okay,
Right.
so, you know, okay.
Okay, so my let's move on to some beefs. So David Beckham is apparently suing a fitness company that is part owned by Mark Wahlberg, and for actually for $14 million, and that is the fitness brand F45. Now he claims that F45 failed to pay him shares of stock owed to him for promoting the company. So
Okay.
apparently he's saying that they, you know, when this the stock went down, that's when they gave him his shares. But when the stock was up, they kept whatever stock, you know,
Right.
preventing him
When it
from
was profiting,
retrieving the
he didn't
profiting.
get that
Right.
money. Right.
Right. So the only reason why, not the only reason, but one of the main reasons why David Beckham even decided to promote the brand was his relationship with Mark Wahlberg. My question to you, Ma, is would you ever do go into business with a good friend?
Yes. Unfortunately, I would.
Okay.
I have a couple of good friends I would go in business with. I
Okay.
do. I would. Because although I'm not, I don't always keep up with everything the way I should as far as communication, I feel deeply for my, you know, old friends. Mm-hmm. And I have two friends that I would go into business with. One even more so than the other. But I have two friends that if they came to me with what I thought was a viable business, you know, idea or proposition, I would trust them. I would venture out and trust them and go into business with them. Yes, I can name two right now. There's one, another one that I would trust as far as her being honest, but I wouldn't trust her judgment because she has other issues going on, you know. But I have two friends, definitely, I would go into business with, yes.
Well,
I didn't call any names. I'm just telling you. Yes.
Okay.
Would I ever go into business with a friend of mine? Yes, I would. In fact, I would prefer to go into business with a friend.
Okay. So I have a couple things with that. Number one, I would say that I would go into a business with, you know, with a friend. However, I would prefer to be a silent partner. I wouldn't want to.
What do you mean silent?
I would rather invest in whatever it is that they are putting out, or if they needed me to
promote something. Well, that's a different thing. Now you're talking about the structure and who's going to do what. That's different. That has nothing to do with whether or not you went into business with them. You say whether you want to be a silent partner, but you're still in business with them.
Maybe you're
just putting money into it and you're stepping back and letting them run it, but you're still in business.
Right.
You know, and the bottom line is profit and loss.
Well, that would be
still in business with.
Well, that would be my caveat. And, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha. Right. That would be part of your negotiations. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, me too.
But I also will say, I don't know if that's the best thing in the world. I think sometimes it's good to go into business with people who you just have a business relationship with. And if it develops into friendship, good, you know, because not everybody is level headed when it comes to business and finance.
So you're saying you wouldn't want to jeopardize your friendship.
Correct.
If the business doesn't work out well.
But I would.
Agreements.
But I am not. Go ahead, Maya, because I think we're bouncing off each other and it's, you know.
Okay. No, go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I'm not opposed to it. It's not my first choice.
Okay. I got you. I understand exactly where you're going. But, you know, sometimes maybe it could work out to be advantageous for both of us, you know. And I would take my chance. I would take my chance. If I thought it was something, you know, worthwhile and we could, you know, really both benefit from, I would take a chance. I would do it.
Okay. All right. I feel you. All right. And speaking of the second beef, Ma, which is, I don't know if you think this is funny, but Quavo, Ma, who was a part of the group Migos, shot back at Chris Brown after Chris Brown seemingly, you know, had a song where he was dissing Karrueche Tran and Saweetie and who knows who else.
Chris Brown used to go with Karrueche?
Correct. But now Karrueche is going with Quavo.
Okay. So, please.
So Quavo, I'm going to try to, you know, sum it up as quickly as I can. He says to Little Brown, little boy want to die about some coochie. You still effed up about Karrueche. You tried to beat up Tiana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him, Your Honor. Bipolar disorder, no wonder. You was the greatest and you fumbled. Going out sad, I'm watching you crumble. P-N-P-U-S-S-Y-N, pull up, crash out about your bae, little B. Come dance battle with my Drake. I don't know who that is. You've been effed up. You effed up your bag when you punch Ree in the face. Talking about fashion week, you sparring who? Come punch me in my face. P-U-S-S-Y. And then he goes on and, you know, tells him, this bullet got your name, Chris. Don't even bring up Takeoff, P-U-S-S-Y. Now, Takeoff is the member that passed away from Migos. So, Ma, what are your thoughts on this, you know, I guess, response?
It's going too far. It's going too far. I don't like it. I don't think it's funny when these here young African-American men start talking about bullets and your name on it and this and that. It's going too far. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay. That's what I'm going to say. Everything is funny and cute when we laugh and joking, but when we talk about this bullet got your name on it and there's too many people who are just very quick to, you know, have no devalue life, you know, it's not funny to me. So I'm not, I don't like it. I mean, it sounds however they think it sounds, but it's the reality for too many people. You know, if people didn't cross over into really behaving that way, you know, it wouldn't be such a serious issue. But it's a very serious issue, and I don't think it's funny. I don't like it. I don't think it's good. I think it needs to de-escalate. And yeah.
Listen, Ma, I'm not a fan of all these different beefs, you know, because sometimes, you know, some of the beefs are funny, but I don't know what's real and what's not real. And
when you start talking about bullet got your name on it, to me, the humor is gone.
Well, and
the
I don't
humor left the room when you start with that.
No. And I don't understand why Chris Brown keeps bringing up him and Karrueche have been broken up for about 7 years. Why is he bringing up this woman?
Well, see, talk is talk is talk, but talk is one thing, and I can say, oh, you can say whatever you want to say. You know, I'll get over it. But when you're talking about bullets, sometimes you don't get over that. Sometimes what follows after that, what ensues when you have a conversation about bullets in your name, sometimes people don't get over that. Sometimes that's the end of life, for real. We see it too much.
Right.
Too much. We shouldn't see it ever at all, but we see it often. So I fail to see the humor in it. It's not funny to me.
Yeah. No, I feel you. So hopefully, you know, it ends there. We don't hear any more. Chris goes about his business and Quavo goes about his business. That's what I'm hoping for. So,
Me too. On to some more pleasant news.
Pleasant news?
I hope so.
Okay, I think I have. Well, it's not really pleasant news, but it's not bad news. It really is whatever you think. So we know that that TikTok, that they passed the law, saying that, what is it, ByteDance needs to sell its stock in TikTok. Now, Ma, what are your thoughts on that? Do you care? Do you think, you know?
Look. Let me tell you something. Here's the bottom line. An American billionaire is just going to buy TikTok. That's all. They just mad because it's Chinese owned. Okay? And that's the beginning and the end. Nothing. I got the whole history on TikTok. I even know the individual's name who's going, and he is an American billionaire who's going to buy TikTok. And he may name it Big Bok or whatever he names it. But guess what? They're just mad because they don't want the Chinese to have it. You understand? That's what's up with TikTok.
Yeah. Well,
that's a true story. That's a true story. That's not even my opinion. That's what's going to happen.
Well, aren't they worried about, you know, the Chinese
government? It's worried about what?
The Chinese government.
Yeah. They're worried about the Chinese government. You're making money. Right. Yeah, please. They just want to own it. Is another American billionaire binding? It's going to be the same issues. No, they don't, please. It's all about money. It's all about money. Don't think anybody is respecting anybody's privacy or anybody's rights or anything. Don't even buy into it because it's not. Okay? It's not. It's all about dollar billion. All about the Benjamins, baby. Shout out to our beleaguered brother Diddy. Shout out to our very beleaguered brother Diddy.
Yeah, it's all about the business. He's not having a good time these days. Right. Okay. Right. All right. Well, I mean, it seems like it's much ado about nothing with that.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, Mom. And finally, before we get into another big topic, I know you're really interested in this, Ma. It looks like Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, they looked kind of like a couple as they were holding hands. They were on the beach together, sipping out of coconuts in Miami.
Michael, go get your son. I understand he's grown. He is a little boy crying for his daddy. Michael, go get your son. If you're not too lost yourself, Michael, I'm not sure, but if you're not too lost yourself, Michael, go get your son. I see you abandon him somewhere along the line. He needs his daddy. Go get him. Go get him. Mama can't even help right now. He needs his daddy. If daddy gone, oh well. He just gonna have to deal with it. But
What's
Michael,
wrong with Larsa,
no, she's just lovely. But Michael, go get your son. Go get your son. He's playing with a group of undesirable friends. He's playing with friends that you don't want him playing with, Michael. Go get your son.
Oh gosh. Well, Larsa, she does the best that she could with what she's working with. I'm gonna leave
Michael,
it alone.
go get your son.
Okay. All right, Ma. So I wanted to get into something. This is a shorter episode, but we've been seeing the clips, and unfortunately, we didn't have time to talk about the interview yet, but we will be talking about the interview and its totality on the next episode. But it is on Club Shay Shay, we see that Shannon Sharp is interviewing Miss Amanda Seals. Now, the reviews that I'm getting. My early reviews all over the place right now. Some people are saying that Amanda is a lot to deal with, that she's elitist, that she's narcissistic. Some people are saying that Shannon, this wasn't the right interview for him, and he is making excuses when they talk about encounters of racist behaviors. And then other people are saying that, Amanda Seals is just angry, and it's painful to watch. And then some people are saying that she is educated, and misunderstood. So, Ma, you did see a short clip.
I did see one
What are your
clip.
thoughts, and what do you think about him interviewing Amanda Seals? Shannon Sharp, guys.
I think he should have a diverse group of people, which is really good. And I don't know what you mean by educated, because a lot of people come on the show are educated, so
I think they mean about like racism and
yeah,
and
yeah. Okay.
culture
Well,
and everything
I
and
don't know.
history.
Because Amanda Seals has a lot of issues going on with a lot of people, apparently. So, I mean, it's not like she ran into Shannon Sharp and all of a sudden there was some controversy. She's been reading some rooms wrong for a minute now. Okay? This is not new with Amanda Seals. She's been known to read the room wrong much more so than Shannon. Okay? And I respect and admire the fact that he has her on. And I respect and admire the fact that she shares what her experience has been and what her interpretation has been. Also the same. I respect that they have a dialogue as opposed to a monologue. I'm all for it. Now you can pick whatever side you want and believe whatever you want, but I think they're both speaking about their experiences, which may be divergent. I don't have to have had the same experience you have. I wasn't in the same location. I'm not the same age group, not the same gender, don't have the same temperament, don't have the same worldview. So I respect it. I like it. I think it's good. You shouldn't have just the same type of guests on all the time. It should be diverse. And as people of African descent, we are not a monolith. We have different voices, different experiences, and different opinions, as has been said many, many times. And I love it. I love it. I'm not going to say it's right or it's wrong or this or that. I'm going to say both sides have merits, you know, and maybe Amanda in the moment felt what she felt, and it may have been real. And actually, from the clip that I saw, both things can be true at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It can be both things. It could have been the teacher who was maybe was racist too, and also maybe resented the fact that it was a student who was calling her into check.
Right.
It could have been both things, and probably it was. So I'm good with that. I'm okay. good with that. I'm good with Shannon speaking his speak. I think he was good. I think he had a valid point. I'm good with Amanda speaking her speak. I think she had a valid point too. I don't know who read the room wrong. Maybe either one of them did. Maybe neither one of them did. You know, so I say he was good and bold. I like it that he had her on there. You know, I like it that he had her on his show.
Well, I'm going to say I love it that he had her on the show because he heard her.
Yes.
He heard that, you know, she wanted that platform. Now, I don't know how the interview is going to go. You know, I, you know, will give my opinion
however
on it.
However it goes.
Right. I'll give my opinion on it. And, you know, like I said, the fact that I'm seeing all these things online, you know, on different social media platforms means that it is an interesting interview in spite of what some haters might say.
I love it.
Okay. Like I said, this is a shorter episode. So I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
You know what I love all the time? The sun, the stars, and the moon. Any day I can see the sun, the stars, the moon, any among the three. I don't have to see all three in one day. But if I can see any, I'm happy. That's a miracle. That's a miracle of life. Any day I'm able to enjoy any one among those three things. Beautiful.
Okay.
What's up, Sheila?
Okay, I'm going to go with, obviously, Ashanti and Nelly co-owning a fertility clinic.
Yes, I love it. Shout out to them. Ashanti and Nelly, yes.
Number two, the NBA playoffs. And number three, we're going to go see the Challengers. So we will give you guys our review of the Challengers on the next upcoming episode. So I'm excited about that.
All right, we'll let you know how we view our girl Zendaya's performance. We'll let you know. Okay.
Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't drug and drive. The life you save may be mine. Stay safe and stay woke. Okay.
Thank you guys for listening to the the Bambushi Happy Hour. Continue to follow us on all of our social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, X, Facebook, Threads, or all of them, at the Bambushi Happy Hour and All Things Pays You. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, All Things Pays You, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. As we announced before, full episodes are being uploaded onto the YouTube channel, and we will be also doing videos coming up soon. We will give you the actual date as we get closer to that time, guys. Continue to DM us, to email us at info@bambushihappyhour.com. And we really do appreciate you guys. Like Mom said, be safe. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.